With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A huge, a fantastically huge snowstorm in the Northeast, forcing literally millions of people to stay home. Hundreds of flights have been closed. Schools are down. It's a mess in a number of areas. Julie Walker brings us up to date.
The sound of shovels scraping concrete in Brooklyn as New Yorkers like Vince Lisi dig out with up to 2 feet of snow in some areas of the Big Apple.
Just got to take small shovelfuls.
Meanwhile, more than 3 feet of snow in some parts of the Northeast, like Rhode Island, where National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Perella says
there is the expectation that we will see several reports up above 36 inches here before all is said and done.
The bomb cyclone causing power outages, closing schools and airports, downing trees, and creating loads of issues. I'm Julie Walker.
And Mayor Zoran Mamdani says New York City remains under a state of emergency.
I continue to encourage all non-emergency traffic, cars, trucks, scooters, and e-bikes, to remain off the roads. We are plowing streets and doing everything we can to keep our roadways clear so that emergency vehicles can get through. Every vehicle that stays off the road makes that work that little bit easier.
New York resident Trey Story says it's not fun shoveling the snow from this storm.
Well, the snow is wet and heavy. I'm out of breath. I might have broken a sweat. it's like a warm-up for the day.
President Trump heads to Capitol Hill Tuesday night to deliver the State of the Union address. 1 year back in office, he has executed a head-spinning agenda. The 21-year-old North Carolina man who entered a gate at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort with a shotgun before he was shot and killed had worked as a golf course groundskeeper and sold illustration of golf courses. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Tennessee working on a gay marriage bill.
The legislation, which has passed the state's House of Representatives, would not invalidate same-sex unions. But it would establish that private citizens and organizations do not have to recognize gay marriages and cannot be punished for refusing to do so. Back in 2006, before the U.S. Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions nationwide, Tennessee voters approved an amendment banning them. The bill now goes to the Tennessee Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Now, Pope Leo facing the first crisis within the Catholic Church. A breakaway conservative group has rejected the Vatican's offer of talks. Position of the Society of Pius X suggesting a collision course with the pontiff over its planned consecrations of new bishops without his consent. Pope Leo did offer dialogue with a number of conservatives. This is SRN News. Well, the American oil and gas companies got a hearing before the Supreme Court. We have more on that story now from Washington correspondent Rich Thomason.
The companies are trying to block lawsuits seeking to hold the industry liable for billions of dollars in damage the plaintiffs blame on climate change. The conservative majority court took up the case Monday. The companies appealed to the Supreme Court after Colorado's highest court allowed a lawsuit from Boulder to move ahead. The companies say the lawsuits present a serious threat to the industry. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Panama ordering the occupation of two key ports at the end of the Panama Canal. That move comes after the country's top court ruled the operator's contract is unconstitutional. Government Monday ordered the Panama Maritime Authority to occupy the Balboa and Cristobal terminals. More details at srnnews.com.